The South Dakota Constitution, in Article 4, Section 6, states that when the governor is unable to serve by reason of continuous absence from the state or other temporary disability, the executive power shall devolve upon the lieutenant governor for the residue of the term or until the disability is removed. Asked about her plans by Newswatch, Noem said, "If I'm nominated, I still get to be governor, so you keep me until I'm not governor." Like other constitutional interpretations, the assessment of Noem's continuous absence will likely hinge on how much political pressure is exerted upon her to hand over day-to-day operations during a rigorous presidential campaign. Senator Reynolds Nesiba, a Democrat from Sioux Falls and a member of the Government Operations and Audit Committee, told Newswatch that the governor should resign her office if she is chosen to run for vice president. Five states have resigned to run laws to prevent elected officials from neglecting state duties or using public resources while running for another office. South Dakota is not one of them. The 52-year-old Noem confirmed that she met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Florida recently to discuss the possibility of her joining the ticket, adding that she is committed to helping Trump defeat Democratic President Joe Biden on November 5th. For South Dakota Newswatch, I'm Stu Whitney.